Fort Worth. It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Well, our lead story is that Descending Hunan has a new song. Care to sing it for everyone, Craig?
I forgot what it was now.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I sing Who You Talking To, and my three backup singers sing Diarrhea Pants.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
What's wrong with
that? Don't
him?
Laugh at that, Rich.
It's
Don't
funny.
Encourage that.
Who you talking to? And then they say that.
So you guys, yeah, and the way he says who you talking to, it's kind of cocky. You know, right. Like you're with someone to be reckoned with now.
You don't understand the deep meaning of my music.
You're right.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you the three candidates, and you get the vote on it at 214-787-1310.
What does e-break stand for? I don't understand.
We don't have time. It's 801. All right. Our first candidate comes to us from the show known as the T-Box. His name is Craig Rosengarten, and he's had some gems over the years as he continues to butcher the English language. He once told Rick, instead of the onus being on a golfer,
sculling balls to the point where you're about to hurt somebody and you don't do anything about it, you're a flawed guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy who was sculling the shots and all whizzing them by the guy's head and everything should have stopped. The anus was on him. He should have moved.
The anus?
The anus.
Just,
anus.
Oh.
The anus.
I don't think so.
There it is. Classic.
Amazing. And he insisted that he was right.
Well, he corrected himself and said the
heinous. Yeah, not anus, but heinous. Yeah.
The heinous was on him.
Well, he had another gym. He had another gym 13 days ago right here on the ticket when he was trying to come up with the word unheralded.
20 more minutes or so.
Yay. Thanks for Kern.
Yes, absolutely. Always.
Running the board. And for Dave, being the world's best and unheralded.
What?
Be a board hop or a...
What did you just say?
What did I say?
Unheralded?
The anus.
What is it?
The hell?
What?
I think he meant heralded.
Heralded. Unheralded.
No, he didn't mean unheralded. He doesn't know that word. He knows... Jesus. You actually had a pretty good streak going.
Bods. So what is it?
Unheralded.
Unheralded?
He's asking for what clarification.
What's the word again? Can you use it in a sentence?
Good Lord.
Because I couldn't. All right, listen just to the beginning of this again. Doesn't it sound like your drunk friend at a party saying, you know, and thanks to Dave.
He always sounds drunk.
Because Dave is...
20 more minutes or so.
Yay. Thanks for Kern.
Yes, absolutely. Always.
Running the board. And for Dave, being the world's best and unheralded.
What?
He's so emphatic with it.
I can't even say it. In unheralded.
In
unheralded. That is awesome. It's going to be tough to beat this morning. Amazing stuff from Craig Rosengarten from the T-Box. Up next, from the Hardline, it's one Mike Reiner, who, while listening to the Corby Davidson story about how far he had to park away from Rangers Ballpark to go to a World Series game. Now, we all got a little disturbed by Koji and the way he pitched in the postseason. But come on, you don't have to have him driving a rickshaw, do you, Rines?
You didn't get a driver?
No, I didn't. I got a rickshaw driver to come take me. By the way, so the rickshaw.
So that's what they've done with Wahara?
What are you implying?
He's not on the playoff roster.
So, the next logical step would be...
driving a rickshaw?
Just a thought.
Because only they can do that.
Well, who's
right?
They?
I wonder.
Who's they?
I don't know. Relief pitchers?
Yeah.
Yeah. You better
what
watch it.
What do you think
it.
Scooter was doing all that time?
You better watch it over here.
That's an 11.2 on the layout scale.
You know,
not bad.
I think that they wronged him on that.
Well, I thought that was a funny joke.
Yeah, it was handcrafted.
They didn't.
I know, but I don't think that Mike was the one that stopped down the broadcast. He was contributing to the broadcast.
Well, you always run that risk, though, is will your partners laugh at your joke? I thought Cruella DeVille was funny 16 years ago, and you guys didn't.
Well, no, that wasn't funny. So that was
none of us knew who she was.
Well, I thought it was funny. All right, there's Mike Reiner up for an emergency break of the week. Yesterday here on the program, we had the inspiring story of John and his son, Sam. The dad, John, has helped raise close to $1 million in research for Duchenne muscular dystrophy, and he's been running marathons for his son and for the cause. He's now coming back from a very serious car injury.
Not the boy, the dad, right?
Yeah, the dad, sorry. The dad's coming back from a very serious car injury to run the New York City Marathon this weekend for his son and for the cause and research for a cure to Duchenne muscular dystrophy. For more info on it, it's on Gordo's website, GordonKeith.com. Junior put it on his Twitter at Junior Miller. I've retweeted it on mine at George Dunham, so you can get info on that to help out this great cause. We had an awesome visit yesterday. Both of them are so inspiring. Sam, the little boy, is a crack up. He has such a spirit about him, and he engaged us in several conversations. Unfortunately, we had a really awkward moment here because Sam brought up something that he really didn't want to go into. But
well, he brought up an aborted Disneyland trip, and he seemed upset that he didn't get to go to Disneyland.
Now, I took the verbal cue from him, Junior. We probably shouldn't pursue it. It's probably something that happened in the family. But here's Gordo just stepping in yet another bear trap.
We had to skip Disneyland for a very...
Yeah. Uh-oh. There's some family tension going on here. Yeah. You were mad because you had to skip Disneyland? What'd you have to skip it for?
My aunt died.
Ooh. Indeed.
Way to step in that bear trap, Gordon.
Gordon's been known to bring up a bear trap.
That's going
to
be on Friday.
What'd you say there at the end?
She was an LSU fan.
Yeah.
Oh, she was?
Okay. Okay. Biographical detail there.
All right.
Okay, that's not an e-break.
You spun
that's
out of it, okay.
It's a bear trap.
You got the trap. Well, sometimes those can be e-breaks.
And you're the host of the bear trap moment of the week. You, better than anybody, should be able to sniff one out.
Haven't you learned anything from your own segment?
I sensed it was something that the parents said, hey, look, we don't have enough money right now, maybe next year, or hey, Dad really wants to go get his drink on instead of going to Disneyland, or something other than that. I was sensing
that
it wasn't a death
too.
In the family.
Yeah, why would you want to out that?
I don't know, because it's funnier than death. Whoa, Craig, are you saying that death's funnier?
Come on, kid, spit it out. Tell us what really happened.
How come you really couldn't go to Disneyland, kid?
That wasn't my tone at all.
All right, so those are your three candidates. Craig Rosengarten, Mike Reiner, or the great Gordo. 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Get rid of that.
Yeah. Wow. That's ridiculous. Come on, dude. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yes, I'd like to register my vote for Craig Rosen.
Okay.
Register.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Like the Vooty for the T-Books.
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Well, I'm running in the New York City Marathon this weekend, but sometime in the future, George, I hope to run a marathon on your anus.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they have marathons up there.
Yeah, he wants to run a ring around your anus, George.
That's even funnier. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
The June's edition of Vaginal Slice Born.
Oh, I don't understand that.
Stupid. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for DFW's own world champion cross-dresser, Dane Cifuentes.
Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
This is Dan again. I don't know why you hung up on me before.
Would you stop it, dude? It's a bad bit. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio.
Oh. Die.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break? Oh, my gosh. Oh. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
No calls. Got it.
Got it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hello, lad.
Hey, Mike. You want to vote for yourself?
The entire Rangers pitching staff can go Donnie Moore themselves.
Oh, my gosh. That's really dark. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, this is, well, it's the first week I've ever listened. Do we vote for the worst or the funniest?
See, he needs the explanation, George.
It's your choice. Okay, hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hello?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for, let's go Reiner.
Okay, I think he's dead, but I'll let you vote for Mike Reiner. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
You don't have to understand it. It's vaginal flash born.
Man, you need to go away for a long time. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Hi, boss. We're Grego here. Hey, Fernando. Pew, pew.
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Claude Rosengiesen.
Hello, you're on with Dunham and Miller and the Great Gordo. Who wins?
I say that awesome Rangers Game 6 bullpen.
Yeah, that was
last week.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break?
Hello, this is the double fake Jason Kidd of the Dallas Mavericks. And I would like to vote for my freaky cousin, who I like to drive rickshaws with, Koji Wahara.
All right, thank you, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Game 6, please.
Stop it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I'd like to make a responsible vote for the Bird Dong.
The Bird Dong?
That's a Rosen break. He said that before.
That's a Craig Rosengarten reference there, yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Rosengarten.
And ladies and gentlemen, we finally have a winner. It should have been easy and done in about 6 votes. But here he is once again, raising the trophy, the great Craig Rosengarten.
20 more minutes or so.
Yay. Thanks for Kern.
Yes, absolutely. Always.
Running the board. And for Dave, being the world's best and unheralded.
What?
A board hop or a...
What did you just say?
What did I say?
Unheralded?
The anus.
What is it?
The hell?
What?
I think he meant heralded.
Heralded. Unheralded.
No, he didn't mean unheralded. He doesn't know that word. He knows... Jesus. He actually had a pretty good streak going. Oh, boy.
So what is it?
Unheralded.
Unheralded?
Not heralded.
How many is that for one Craig Rosengarten?
4th win for the loopy linguist, and he is tied with his partner, Booby Arnett.
That show has 8 combined.
That's right.
For a weekend show. Pretty good.
He's a big sports fan, right?
Craig?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How often has he heard the term unheralded in the unheralded freshman?
I would think thousands of times.
Yes. How has it never sunk in?
What is it again?
Big facts.
The other thing is there any less supportive teammate these days than Rick Arnett?
No.
I mean, what did you say?
He doesn't get much help from Rick. All right, way to go, Craig.